Our scripture lesson this morning is Joshua chapter 4, verses 19 through 24. The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped at Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. Those 12 stones which they had taken out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal, saying to the Israelites, "When your children ask their parents in time to come, 'Well, what do these stones mean?' then you shall let your children know Israel crossed over the Jordan here on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we crossed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and so that you may fear the Lord your God forever." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For many, the beginning of the new year finds us reflecting, hoping, wondering. If we found the last year, the previous year, favorable, we hope it continues. If the previous year was difficult, we hope the coming days are going to be better. If we made good decisions, we hope to repeat them. If our decisions were not so good or not so smart, well, we hope to do better. In many ways, as we continue into this new year, it simply is administrative. Life goes on the same. We just open a new set of books. In other ways, it's a transition point. Joshua was leading Israel through a transition. I won't go into the whole history. You can read the book of Exodus to get the specifics. But the unfaithful first generation of the Exodus had now died out. And it was time for phase two. The Israelites were about to cross the Jordan River and begin the conquest of the promised land. Now, two or three times in this message, you're going to hear me say conquest of the promised land, because just as a little parenthetical statement this morning, so many times when we read, you know, when you read something, you get summaries. And then so many times, if we're not careful, we can read the Bible, and it just makes it look like, okay, one day Israel crossed the Jordan, they went into the promised land, and everything was over. No. That was just the beginning. It was going to take years for the conquest of the promised land to occur. But Israel at this point was about to transition now into phase two. They were about to begin the conquest of the promised land. After they had crossed the Jordan on dry ground, God gave Joshua the following instruction earlier in the same chapter of our scripture lesson, chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. "Select 12 men from the people, one from each tribe, and command them. Take 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood. Carry them over with you and lay them down in the place where you camp tonight." It was always important for Israel to remember their relationship with God. And when they remember their relationship with God, it wasn't just a general, generic type thing about we have this relationship with God, but they remembered specifics. When they would remember God, specific places where they had been in that relationship with God and how God had acted on their behalf. And Joshua gives the reason for this memorial in our scripture lesson. "When your children ask their parents in time to come, 'What do these stones mean?' then you shall let your children know Israel crossed over the Jordan here on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we crossed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and so that you may fear the Lord your God forever. As the Israelites are preparing to cross over and begin the conquest of the promised land, they remember. They remember that years before, the Lord had got them across the Red Sea on dry ground. And then when it was time to cross the Jordan and begin the conquest of the promised land, God dried up the Jordan for Israel to cross over on dry ground. And Joshua speaks that in the future, notice this passage, the conquest is just beginning here. And Joshua says, in future times, when your children ask, what do these stones mean? Then you tell them. So I believe we're accurate with the scripture. To hear Joshua saying, God has been with us way back here. God is with us here. And God is going to be with us out here to where we haven't gone yet. He's going to lead us victoriously into the future. Looking ahead, now I promise you, this is kind of like part two of the New Year sermon for those of y'all who were here last Sunday. Next Sunday, I'm not going to count down and tell you how many more days we have in 2018. This is the last New Year's type sermon. But we have 358 days remaining in 2018. We don't know what the future holds. But we know who holds the future. Can we not confidently meet the opportunities and the challenges in 2018 because of the pile of rocks that we have from the years before? We all have rocks, if we'll just go back and look at them. We all have rocks reminding us of God's blessings, including relationships, guidance, comfort. Look at those pile of rocks. We have piles of rocks reminding us of circumstances that in the moment were disappointing, even distressing, but they actually turned out to be blessings. Particularly when you hit the times of disappointments in 2018, look back at the piles of rocks from the years before that were disappointments. But they were either intended for or God turned them into blessings. Look at those pile of rocks. We have rocks reminding us of times when we did not think we would survive. And I don't mean just physically. Have we not all had those times of emotional stress and struggle we didn't think would ever end? We didn't think we would ever think straight again. Yet God brought us through. Look at that pile of rocks. And as Jesus prepared his disciples for a new phase in his relationship with them, as he would no longer be physically with them, but reside in and through with them through the Holy Spirit, he instituted the sacrament of Holy Communion. And he instructed his disciples, do this in remembrance of me. As we receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, I encourage you to remember. Remember Jesus' love. remember Jesus' teachings. Remember Jesus' sacrifice. Remember Jesus' victory. And remember what Jesus said in the very last verse of Matthew. And lo, I am with you always. Remember his promise. And so we boldly step into the future, gaining strength by remembering the past, knowing God has always been with us, and God having always been with us, God is going to be with us every step into the future. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, all of us in this room, if we'll pause and look back, have piles of rocks. Piles of rocks that remind us that through times of blessing, through times of grief, through times of struggle, through times of uncertainty, through times of victory, you have been with us. And gracious Lord, as we make the transition into another year, we step into that year with confidence and with boldness and with assurance because we look back at our rocks and we're reminded of your past faithfulness. And we know that you will be faithful today and every day in the future. So gracious Lord, you know each person in this room. Help them to see where you have been with them before. And help them with confidence walk into the future with you. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.